asked her her name, 6 digit number, and a date with me tomorrow at 9. Did she decline?
No.
Didn't she mind?
I don't think so.
Or was it for real?
Damn sure.
Or what was the deal?
A pretty girl is 24.
So is she cute?
She couldn't wait.
Cinnamon queen.
Let me update.
Or what did she say?
She said she loved to rendezvous. She asked me what we were gonna do. So we stopped with a bottle of Moe for
Monday. Took her for a drink on Tuesday.
We make love by Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we chilled on Sunday. I met this girl on Monday.
Took her for a drink on Tuesday.
We make love by Wednesday. And on Thursday and
Friday and Saturday. The last 61 episodes were practice.
Or nothing.
Yeah, here's this is the real thing.
Here's the actual terrible first episode of Dropping the X, an unofficial Hunter x Hunter podcast. My name is Dame Dr. Foxy Brown, and I am joined by my two usual co-hosts, Diego.
What is up, guys? How's it going?
Whose show name is still lame and unoriginal, and Bullet Beast.
Yo, I am completely original.
And here tonight is our executive producer, Doctor.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Oh my god.
Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here.
And that's how we start the first episode of Dropping the X.
Why not? Go ahead, news, please, thank you.
Alright, so the first piece of news that we have is that, just like the Gon Figma figure, there is a Killua Figma figure coming out, and it's actually out for pre-order. If you guys are into that, I'll post a link on the website where you guys can actually go and pre-order it. It's selling for 3,500 yen. So what is like 350?
More or less.
$350? Does that sound right? I can't. I know it's like you divide by 1,000, so like that would be,
but that'd be like, 300. That was back when it like equaled a dollar.
So it's a little bit more. Dollar,
so
yeah.
Either way, it's available. It's 13 centimeters tall.
It has switchable hands, which is nice.
Posable.
It even comes with a little skateboard that you could have him ride.
Yep.
And then water glass where you could have him test his Nen.
Again.
Because it's going to come out different, right?
Yep. Every time. You got to test. You got to eat the water yourself, though, to find out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what do you guys think, I guess?
Of the figure itself?
Yeah, I mean, because we talked about the Gon one and how the face was all sorts of messed up, but what do you guys think about this one? Like,
I mean, it's a better expression on Killua than
like
it is
it's
on Gon.
The same one.
But it looks better on Killua's face.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's posable, it has a skateboard, and it comes with the cup, so if you wanted to test what type of Nen he has, I guess.
I think the Gon came with the same, it came with a glass like that, too. The images that we saw didn't have it until after we made the news on it. But yeah, so next piece of news that we have is of a special announcement that was on last week's Weekly Shonen Jump, that there will be a shocking announcement regarding the Hunter x Hunter TV anime that's going to be coming out in next issue. So depending on how you consider a next issue, tomorrow, Wednesday, we'll probably hear about it. But the issue doesn't officially come out until Monday, so next week is when the news is supposed to be coming out.
Yes.
Oh god, I can't imagine what it would be, literally.
Oh, canceled again.
I know we asked you guys all for feedback on what you guys thought. We got a lot of it, so do you guys want to go through that now, or should we go?
Go ahead, knock yourself out.
Yeah.
Okay. We have Brandon Marshall said that he thinks that the anime will continue past the Chimera Ant, and then it's going to be directed by Togashi.
Sure.
So, yeah, awesome. Mikey Avery suggests that it's possibly going to be a leading special for the next movie.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, Mikey. That could
seems
work.
Like fairly possible.
Yeah. But like immediately after this arc?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I mean, the arc is technically at its halfway point almost, so I don't see that being necessarily the case because the movie isn't supposed to be coming out until next year, but, you know, you never know. I bet it's canceled or will veer off of canon, says Foxy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Patrick says filler arc after Greed Island. So that could be an idea too. It could be where they introduce Kite. Like,
all right, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. That's important in the next arc. So they could do that. Let's see, what else do we have? Prince Leon said that he thinks that the anime will go on hiatus after Greed Island, and that the manga won't return until 2014 at the earliest.
That's not even shocking, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I just be like, okay.
And then we have some guy that doesn't understand why so many people are expecting this announcement needs to be something bad. He's 100% sure that the announcement is going to be something positive. He just doesn't know what.
But it's going to be great. Once they take a break, it's going to be a brand new show.
It's going to be something awesome.
Yep.
And so,
of course,
yeah,
we all know it's really going to be the Ahsoka spinoff series. We've all been asking for, you know.
This is Ahsoka tasting various wines.
Yes, Ahsoka Gaiden. Ahsoka X Gaiden.
Yeah. He's doing like, God, what is the actual thing named? All I could think of is Monster Theater.
Wine tasting?
No, Cookie Monster used to do Monster Theater, but what is the actual thing? Damn it.
Host?
People are horrible. Oh, no. He didn't watch Sesame Street.
Well, not really.
Maybe like, where's the Fez? Yeah, thank you, Masterpiece Theater.
Okay.
That.
Oh, I thought you meant literally what he was doing.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I know what theater. The name it came from. Yeah.
So yeah, he it's just him in a smoking jacket with like a glass of wine. He's stirring it, and he's reading the book. He's like, "Oh, there you are." he's always surprised to see someone there.
Personally, I think that it's a time slot change.
Oh, like late night? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, that makes the most sense.
Because the arc going into the next arc being, you know, having all the different things, the sex and the violence and...
The violence.
That could be it. It's so weird to think about that because they already built themselves a fan base, clearly, based on the ratings that they're getting. So hopefully if they have, you know, enough pool and people will be like, hey, you know, like, come watch it, and it's not rated. It's not for kids.
No,
you know, there's grotesque transformations, human slaves, genocide, and then the violence and the gore.
It's not really meant for morning consumption.
No.
So I think that makes the most sense because I was thinking like, how are they going to make York Shin? I mean, but they managed to keep it the best way to put it, PG-13 as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Without really necessarily going as overboard as it can. I mean, I think it's like what they're getting away with is really good, but I think I'm guessing the production team is starting to realize that I don't know if we can do this next arc and be able to still be on the air.
Not in this time zone.
No.
Time slots. Whatever.
Time slots. In their time zone, their time slot, yes.
So yeah, that seems like the most reasonable thing. It's just the word shocking that the way it was announced. For some reason, just every single time I hear shocking news regarding Hunter x Hunter, I always think, well, now what the fuck is happening?
Well, I mean...
always bad.
If you really think about it, I guess it seems to be like a big move if they decide to go from like morning television show to prime time or late night slot, because it'd be a very weird experience for the general audience who at least are established themselves as fans of the series during the time that they're on. I mean, it's doing well, if anything. Every time I usually end up seeing it on like the TV rankings. At least
yeah,
at the
it's
top.
Usually in the it's usually in the top 10. I mean, it's on the bottom, but I mean, you're not
yeah, but it, it's among a bunch of other shows that also air like at night. I mean, in the morning. So I'm guessing that's when the most people are there watching it, and if they do decide to switch the time to something more mature, that'd probably be a giant drop of audiences right away. So I'm guessing they have to make the announcement really early to be like, okay, in this next couple of months, see it at this time for it to be, and you have to be in the States to watch it. I don't know whether you're going to do this.
I mean, you just slap an M rating on it, or a 15 plus or whatever, put it on at night, and be like, we're sorry, kids, but the child-friendly portion of the show is now over. Ask your parents if you can stay up late enough to watch.
And then have them explain to you about human slaves and genocide.
I mean, they could just pretend like they had a time jump. It's like, okay, now the characters are too old for you to care about.
Yeah. Now they're not intriguing for you.
They're past your demographic. It's no longer about trading card games and stuff like that. We're worried about, you know, actual, you know, slavery and stuff.
slavery and politics and
murder.
And murder. Lots of murder.
I did expect that once they got into past the Greed Island arc that the jump in ratings was going to happen, mostly because new fans, or not new fans, but the old fans were going to come in. People that already saw Greed Island back in 99 on the OVAs or whatever.
Yeah,
that didn't really want to. Right, right. Like, they didn't want to re-see that again. They're like, well, I'll just wait until it gets the ant arc. So, clearly, I expected that to happen already. Mm. But if this ends up being the case, then that might be even, like, more attention to it. Because it's not often that you hear of, especially a Shonen Jump anime, moving a time slot to a more mature.
If anything, the show fucks up way more, way too often to be removed from a primetime slot.
Right.
Yeah. Cough. But I think it would be a smart move if they decide to make it a little bit more. If anything, they probably will be able to get away with more. I forgot, what was the channel they're on again?
MTV, right?
Sounds right.
Nihon TV. Yeah, probably. Maybe they can get away with more.
I guess we're hoping it's just the time slot change and not anything horrible.
But it's...
we're going to exchange all the production staff for new people and outsource the entire thing to Korea. That's what's happening.
Or they're going to they're going to move the time slot, but also redo the entire show all over again. Now unrated.
So now in the beginning, the freaking arms won't just, like, float away, like, with magic?
It will be, you'll see a nice shot, extended shot of Hisoka diving into his arm. You see the fingers crawling through his flesh as he pulls out the card or whatever the hell he was doing.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. That'd be so ridiculous.
He's, like, gnawing on his arm, yeah.
I bet the announcement is, hey guys, it turns out that we accidentally spilled a whole bunch of blood all over the originals, so we made it over and kept all the blood in. We thought you'd like it better this way.
You will watch this all over again, and then after that, we promise, we swear to God, Chimera Ants, please don't kill us.
Because then by then...
Wait, don't walk away.
It's not our fault. Hey, what are you doing? I'm sure it's going to be good, they wouldn't make a big deal if it was bad.
You'd be surprised. Maybe Jump has no idea what good news is.
You know what, that's true.
Because if it was bad, they would sweep it under the rug, like Barrage, right?
Well, yeah, but like, I mean, I forgot how they handled the Bleach anime ending.
They just announced it. They're like, the Bleach anime is ending.
We have tremendous news. Our long national horror is about to end.
Yeah.
Bleach is over. Yay!
Sorry.
No, wait, that's the episode you want. Sorry.
Yeah, the manga's also ending. Yay! But it's not going to be for a while. Wait, where are you going? Oh, damn it! Why does everyone leave me?
It's like, you mean you don't want to watch the same stuff you've been watching over and over, reading over and over again?
I feel like I missed the whole part about when the next one is actually supposed to be.
The next issue of Shonen Jump.
So, more than likely.
It was an announcement for an announcement, yeah.
Yeah. If it leaks, it's probably going to be by Sunday.
I'm going to say tomorrow or Thursday.
We'll just chill on Sunday and worry about that like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I met this girl once.
Yeah.
So episode 67, 15:15. Did we mention last week that the climax was coming? That's what the announcer said. And then it turns out this episode has only one climactic thing in it, so that's probably a disappointment. and then you get the climax. The actual climax is in the preview if you're paying attention.
So we begin with a montage of Gon and Killua and Biscuit.
Oh yeah, they got
Like Staff of Judgment. If a player names a target while raising the staff towards the sky, disaster will befall either player or target depending on which has done more evil. Then they get Foxy's new favorite, Elder's Growth Pills. Each pill taken helps the player grow 1 centimeter. Each bottle contains 100 pills. Not recommended for those under 20, you know. Huh.
It's totally bad.
Well, they're blue. Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're red and yellow, so I don't know.
Well, that was probably just to avoid a lawsuit.
And they're kind of mushy.
30 of them, though. That's actually pretty. Yeah. No, there's 30 of them around.
Yes. Please teleport to your doctor if Phil stays longer than 3 hours.
If your nen is hard for longer than 4 hours.
Yes.
The car that they got next, the last card, the fledgling CEO, is confusing as all hell. Like, I don't understand what the fuck you use this for. It says, if you warm this fledgling egg in your hands 3 hours a day, it will hatch in 1 to 10 years. The feelings you put into warming it, it will speed the process.
So basically, you're going to, like, birth out of this egg, like, basically, like, an instant CEO, like, some kind of super businessman that will get you rich, is what I...
Maybe it's like a hidden card that you get, or some pretty awesome card if you actually do it properly or something.
Mm-hmm.
But still, that's a kind of long time if you do it incorrectly.
Yeah.
I assume you keep it above the belt line.
Yeah, I would hope so. I mean, you don't...
You sit on it like a mother penguin.
Yeah.
Or was that the father? The father usually does that, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, mother goes
the father it. Penguin, yes. Yeah. Mother goes like, peace out. Yeah, enjoy taking care of his child.
Back. Yeah.
Or not.
But I gave you a pebble. Why does everyone leave me?
I hate you because that song instantly popped in my head.
The Craig David song?
No.
It was from a horrible, not Disney movie, right, about penguins. Yes. It's like the Pebble and the Penguin or something like that.
Yes, good movie.
What's face is it? Frankenfurter.
Yes, Tim Curry.
Tim Curry. Wow. It took me a second. Yeah. Wordsworth.
Yeah, he is definitely in that movie.
Doing what looks to be an American accent.
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay, but so...
Then we go to Tetsugera and get through doing the trade. And it's kind of ridiculous how Tetsugera wouldn't think that some shit would be up.
Sezugera.
Or Sezugera, like...
The T is silent. I like this whole thing. It's not that... I think he believed that because the deal was so good that Ganthru, even though he knows he's villain-ish, would just accept it on face value as, man, we're getting away with something pretty awesome, let's just move on. Whereas Ganthru, after accepting the cards, is like, you know what? This deal isn't fair. And as a pretty wholesome guy, I just can't accept an unfair deal. And Sezugera's like, what are you talking about? I mean, deal's fair. Like, no, this deal is unfairly biased towards us. So allow me to even the odds. And he pulls out two cards and he's like, pick left or right. In one hand is a crap card, in the other hand is a rare card.
It's the Breath of Archangel.
Yes, the one they wanted. You see Sub and Bara come up from under the grass, and I'm just like, what are you guys doing?
It's surprising how none of the dudes in the back who are clearly there for backup notice these two dudes popping out of the grass. Like,
because Sub and Bara are in front of them, so they're not even looking for other people, let alone
those same two. Maybe some random card can like hide their presence or something, I don't know.
Possibly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they could use their Nen. That whole entire time.
Yeah. So they pop up behind the guys, and they both roll risky dice, get good luck. Then they use Levy, which apparently just violates everybody's books.
Yeah. We found out what it was, because remember it was mentioned last episode.
Yeah, it was like, we have tax collector's debt or something.
Yeah.
Like.
Yep. Yeah, it was...
A gauntlet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
At first I was like, what happens? You basically, what it says is you take a card at random from every player within 20 meters of caster. So clearly if you have good luck, you can get a rare card.
And because there's three of them who used it, each person lost multiple cards. And then they do a company to Masadora and just peace out of there. And the other guys, who clearly feel like rubes right now, are like, come on, let's go to Masadora because they told us where they went. Oh. Kill Rob them. And Sezugera is like, wait, isn't that guy the bomber? No, that's the bomber. Like, we're pretty aware that he's the bomber, right? Do we really want to go ahead and just throw ourselves out there to get killed, especially since you guys clearly aren't good for offense?
Well, I like how he asked the fakes, right? Because he's like, you guys, what happened? Who is he? And he's like, well, we don't know. But he grabbed our friend by the face, and he does no longer exist. So
like,
I'm guessing.
I like that he flexes with his hand. He's like, he did this, and our friend's face exploded. So pretty sure he's the bomber.
Yeah.
But we're not with those guys. They just used the card to make our faces look like Sub and Bar. Like, this is nothing to do with us. Please don't kill us.
Sure.
And he's like, they take an inventory of what all cards are missing. This one guy got, like, all the best cards stolen from him.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Yep. And they're all concerned. And they think that the bombers group has already won. But Tetsuya is like, wait, hold up. List. Okay, card number 2. Is that good? Nope. No one's got it, so we gotta get number 2 before they do, because they're a step ahead of us because they stole a bunch of our cards.
Something, something, sure.
To Sofrabi.
Yeah, they accompany on to Sofrabi, and then we go to Gon, Killua, and Biscuit, who are still out there getting cards. And the most important part of this episode is Gon is walking around like they're trading with people now. They're sitting there like, okay, so we have leave. And obviously a lot of people have it. But there are probably some people that are looking for the car, but because we've hit the limit, they're unable to buy it. So what would you do in that situation? And they figured out, hey, you know what would be a pretty good idea? If we wait around for poor saps leaving card stores that aren't able to get leave and who look really depressed, we should be able to trade them for some really absurd high-level cards. And they're sitting out there basically like crack dealer hustling these people.
Just like real card game players.
Like real heroes.
Yes. Like that's what heroes do.
They're completely exploiting the fact that these guys are probably homesick. They've probably been attacked by the bomber. Like all sorts of horrible things have probably happened to them. Yeah. They just want to get out before they die.
Well, I like how they had Biscuit doing the fucking talking too. Like she goes up looking all cute and innocent. Like, hey mister, would you like to trade? Like, I'm about to fuck you over right now with this card. I know you want to go home.
Killua looks like a complete hustler.
This is in his blood.
In trading, they eventually decide, okay, what we've been doing is we've been avoiding other players, but how about we just complete the game, and if we run into people, we'll trade with them. And they run into some guy in the woods, and Biscuit and Killua are hiding, and they Gon trades with this dude for a card, and he's like, okay, wait a second, and he touches the card with the necklace, and it turns out that the card is fake, and he's like, you gave me a fake card, mister. Give me a real one before I hurt you. And the guy's like, oh, I'm sorry, that must have happened by accident. Let me just give you the real thing. And after that trade is complete, Gon starts thinking, you know, like, since this card can detect fakes and all that and get rid of curses, like, would it work if I used it on the guys back at the village? And then Biscuit rubs in the fact that they got their clothes and their money stolen. Like, yep. I mean, we don't know that it won't work, but we're pretty sure they're people, so it shouldn't work. But why not? Let's try it anyway. And they go back up there, and the guy, the old guy they were talking to, is like, well, you guys gave us everything you had without question. You did expect a reward that you didn't get, but I'll ignore that. So we're going to trust you in terms of touching us with the necklace. And they all transform into cards. Uses the necklace on the card, and they turn into healthy villagers, and then they give them happy or lucky Alexandrite.
Lucky?
It's the lucky Alexandrite.
Right. They give them a lucky Alexandrite, which is card number 75, and it's a 20 card limit, I think.
Yeah.
So they've now got one of the rare cards, and I forgot this dude's name now, even though I was writing it earlier. Kazella? Azula?
Kazul.
He calls. And it's like, he robbed us once. Yeah. He calls, and he's like, hey guys, I would like to discuss some things. You should probably meet me.
Like, someone's gonna win, that's not us, so we need to talk about this.
Yeah, so we need to put things together, and I see you've got some cards.
So he recruits them to the middle of nowhere.
Which is the best place to meet, obviously.
Yep.
Yeah, because you want to have the assembly of all these different teams, three-man teams. You had Team Kazul, then Team Asta,
yep.
Team Hans, and then Gorenu by himself.
Yes.
Looking all sad and depressed.
He's a G. He's been doing this by himself the whole time.
Yeah.
He's like, wait a second, you could have teamed up?
Yeah.
Oh my god, why did no one tell me this?
And then last but not least, oh well, they have Team Yabibi and then Team Gon at the end with the people that we've been following this whole entire time. And all of them met the requirement of having at least 50 cards. And I forget what the other requirement that he had was. He said 50 cards. Yeah, it's, well, technically still alive.
We can't recruit dead people, okay, guys?
Yeah. And clearly, what's-her-face, Asta, does not like the kids being there.
Well, they're children, and they have questions. And everybody hates children who have questions.
Yeah. She wants to slap the kids. Well, they weren't asking shit. They were just sitting there quietly.
He did ask a question, though. And then, like, she got mad as soon as he asked the question. Like, goddamn it, if we listen to all of your questions and answer all of them, we'll be here all night and we won't actually get to the point of this meeting.
Like, why are my boobs constantly jiggling?
Yeah,
I was gonna say, like, the animators have been waiting to use jiggle effects, like, the whole show.
That's why she's so angry. She's been playing this game for so long and she can't find a sports bra. This is just pissing her off. She has no support, and she's out in this world where she has to run from stuff. It's not fun.
All of them are used. There's only, like, 50 of them in this fucking island.
The sports bra brawling.
Yes.
They've been trying to get some fan service in for the right sex. Next episode,
this is why they're moving to a different time slot, so we can have more jiggle.
So Kasu was like, you know what, calm down. I invited these kids here because they fill the requirements that you asked for. And she's like, wait a second, I have some last minute more requirements. Because obviously those rules weren't stringent enough. And it's like, too late, they're already here. And he explains to them the answer to whatever their question was. And then he goes on to say, like, Genthru is really close to completing the game. And what happens is, oh, he said, judging by the player rank, they're pretty close to completing. And Gon's like, what's the player rank? How do you check that? And she's like, oh god, you don't even know about trade shops. How the hell could you possibly help us complete this game? And he's like, stop being a bitch. Alright. So, if you become a value customer or whatever, the trade shops will let you access the list of who has what. But, unfortunately, like, you can't use a company or... what's the other one?
Fluoroscopy.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you can't use contact or fluoroscopy or a company. Whatever, on a player that you haven't actually met in the game. But he's like, basically, there are three cards remaining and number zero, which we believe doesn't show up until you've got all the other cards. It's a special in-game event. And there are three cards left that we could possibly try and monopolize. Number 75, which is Lucky Alexandra, Gon and Killua just picked up, and Biscuit, I guess. The number two card, which I cannot remember the name of, and one more. And they all do the list check to see how many of each card exists, how many players have it. I think six players have Lucky Alexandra, so they can't max that out because they would have to find those people, kill those people, and then start maxing it out. A few people have the second card, but nobody has number two. So they come to a decision that they're going to go after number two and maximize that one.
Yeah, and while this is happening, the surface turns around Asta. And talks to the kids, Astra, and she calls. She says, you know, how can we trust you guys? Like, what do you guys know? What are you bringing to the table? And Killua says, you know, we have one of the cards that they're looking for, and we also know what the bomber's techniques are and who he is. And so they start talking about, like, okay, well, give us your information. And then she goes, okay, well, Killua starts doing the training, like, okay, what are you bringing? Like, what can we get from you? Like, we want cards. And she's like, okay, how many cards? She's like, we want two S-rank cards for the information.
I think she offered them an A card, and he's like, we could get that by ourselves.
Yeah.
We're not retarded.
It needs to be to us. And then he's like, but everybody else, you can get it for much cheaper. Like, you can name your price, and we'll take it. But you, specifically, since I hate you.
Well, because she tries to use it against him, right? She's like, okay, everyone, see, these kids are trying to staffle us. Like, everyone giving them two S rank cards, and Kill was like, no. Not everyone, just you. Because I fucking hate your guts.
He's just mad because she has no support. I gotta look at this all the time, and I can't do anything about it.
Poor little Killua getting sexually frustrated. And so they eventually end up giving them the two cards, and then Gon explains to them, you know, what the techniques are. And once they explain, she asks if there's a way to disable the technique. And Gon just keeps talking and says, yeah, you know, you have to catch him and say, I got the bomber.
And well, Killua gets mad at him. Killua was trying to come up with a plan to negotiate for further cards, I guess, in order to get the answer for how to save yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the bomb can't be started until Kenthru explains his ability, so you could feasibly not blow up as long as you're not around Kenthru ever.
Right, but we found out that a lot of these people here are already fucked. Like, they've already been touched by him. So they're like, oh shit, like, if I come in contact with him, I have a high chance of exploding.
But, like, what if, as he was explaining, you were like, nope, and you pulled out a card, and you just disappeared?
Yeah.
That would have been hilarious. It's like, nope, 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 we need cards.
It's like, no, I don't even want to know. I would just use leave immediately. Get the hell out of this game.
I was like, later. But then she teaches him how to cheat. She's like, did you guys know that if you do, there's two ways to cast a spell? Like, if you put the card in the thing and then you remove it without pushing the select button, that the spell card goes off, but you don't lose the card itself. So you can keep doing this over and over and over again, and you don't get to, like, you basically cheat the game. And so they think, like, oh, awesome, cool. We're going to be able to do this without having any sort of, like, loss of cards for spell cards. And I think at this point is when they figure out that they need to go to this...
Sufrabi?
Yeah.
Because the girl in her team, whose name I don't know, of course, uses guide card in reference to card number 2. And the guide says that, I guess, you'll find the answer as to where the card is in Sufrabi. So dude's like, okay, I got a company, why not? And they accompany the Sufrabi. I'm like, oh my god, this town built into this rock on this beach is tremendously huge. How are we ever going to find the answer? And then Gorino is just like, oh, hey guys, I was just over there. And this chick was like, I'll tell you how to get this card. Why not? And she has like the darkest, emptiest, deadest eyes. And it's just like, oh, this town, it used to be great. Then everyone found out we had some sort of treasure in some cave. And then these pirates showed up.
Fucking this, pirates.
This chick clearly did not get paid enough to be an NPC.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, this chick is hard-boiled at home. Fuck.
Yeah.
Just trying to pay and feed.
And then they murdered everyone that knew about the treasure. Razor and the 14 devils. Like, if you could defeat them, I'll tell you information about how to get the card. And they're like, okay, cool. And then they have this gigantic circle meeting in the middle of town. Like, nobody's gonna notice that and think that's weird.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, guys, the last time we came to Sufrabi, we couldn't find any information about this card. So clearly this is a trigger event that happened because 15 people or more showed up. Because obviously, Razor, 14 devils, 15 people. Which, Gorino is like, huh, that's interesting. And when they go to ask him what, he just turns away. Like, if I'm not looking at you, you can't ask me a question. But I thought it was really cool that most of the functions of the game kind of force individuality. Like, you have to go off basically by yourself. And there are little things that encourage some sort of teamwork in terms of trading to get cards that you can't acquire because someone has maxed them out and stuff like that. But then you have this mission that forces you to find a bunch of total strangers to party up with in order to be able to pass the mission. Which is one of the final missions in the game.
Yeah, I think that's cool because that means, like, the designers knew that there would be different factions of players, you know, eventually, like, after the game was played. And well, eventually, you know, someone's going to be doing so well that everyone's going to gang up on them.
Yep.
So you can't win without working together as a group at one point or another.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you could just easily kill all the other members of your team.
Oh, well, yeah, you could.
When you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you could use, like, Nen to control them all. You know, depending on what your abilities are.
Yep. Meanwhile, Sezagera and his three people have also come to this town. It's safe to assume, at this point, with what we know of him, that he doesn't have the mission. I can't remember how many people he had total.
He had, was it like three, right? Three and him.
So his three bros and then him.
Yeah.
I like that they're all dressed the same. Yep. Like, whatever.
Yeah. They're all part of the same cult or guild or whatever, because everyone dresses the same in the same guild, you know that.
Right.
Sure.
But then they finally go to this cave where they walk in, or this warehouse bar-looking thing. Because it kind of looked like a church from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And they walk in and they're like,
it's all dimly lit.
Yeah. And like, you can't really see like anything, and there's just pirates there, or what we were assuming are pirates because they told us so. Just drinking alcohol.
And they wear funny hats.
Yeah.
And they look pretty angry, actually.
Yeah, they do.
It's like, what are you doing here? Who told you that door was open?
And one of them sitting in a fucking rocking chair, like.
I'm the meanest pirate there is. Look at my rocking chair.
Well, the other guy's wearing like fucking elf shoes too. Like on the left, he's just, okay, cool, I suppose. Like, you're mean. And that's where the episode ends. And but before that, we are told that it's Razor and the 14 Devils is the quest that they have to compete, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because that gets pointed out, and like we see a silhouette of Razor. And of course, we already met him. We know what he looks like from earlier.
Right. Awesome. Except his shoes. Which are not awesome.
Yep. Well, shoes are fantastic. I don't care what else. Yeah.
Clearly he's being punished.
He just needs a like chain with a lock on it.
That whole ensemble is just amazing. So then the episode ends and we see the week tutorial was tax collector's gauntlet, which explains again what they did, how they cast Levy and how they can use it, and they can steal cards, and they use it to, it says that you can, something that I did not realize was that you can use the gauntlet over and over. You can keep reusing it, so.
Yeah, it just has a chance of destroying cards in your own restricted slots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But, because they use risky dice, and they got a good roll, it nullifies the, you know, your cards getting destroyed. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you get good luck, you'll be fine, because if you get bad luck, it'll just explode, so yep. It won't even matter if you try to cast Levy.
Yeah.
Your book will just explode. Oh, no!
Yeah.
My face! And then it runs away. No! Not you too, book!
Yeah. No, why do you
always alone!
And then next week's preview, we get to see a little bit of Razor. And I forget what else happens. I just remember the climax is happening.
Yes, Ahsoka in the mist.
Yes.
This is why it's getting moved.
Yeah.
It's all because of Ahsoka's ass.
It's like penis in your face.
It's like, why? I can't imagine you want to talk to me. I'm so happy you came to see me. And my penis.
He's happy too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can't you tell?
Sadly, yes.
So, in retrospect, this episode covered a total of 5.5 chapters.
Oh,
yeah. So they are, as far as the stuff that they took out, in honesty, it was just little things here and there that didn't really provide much information. Mostly like the name of the cards that Gon and Killua obtained from the girl. And there was a complete list of all of the cards that they couldn't use. Like, you guys remember the scene where they had all the shit in the middle? Like, there was, like, a cat and, like, a monkey and all this other stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, like, they had a complete list of that. One whole page spent for that. There were some pages spent on actual NPC interaction when they get to the town and start asking questions. Okay. That wasn't on there. That was taken out. Again,
yeah, nobody needs that.
Yeah, so, like, no. To speed up the plot. Like, you don't need to be, like, constantly looking around and stuff. And then the other stuff that got taken out was the planning part of like what the plan is on the group makes a plan on how to get these cards. It wasn't done in the same way as in the manga. Like the manga has them all just in a circle, like drawing shit on the sand. Meanwhile here they're actually talking about it while stuff is happening. So other than that, I mean it's pretty much what we've expected from Madhouse with the adaptation. Like, remove all the unnecessary stuff and let's get the plot moving, which in this case really helps the pacing very well.
Definitely.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, I think all of this has been worth it to get to the next episode and afterwards, where shit will be getting real and sporty.
Yes, we will play the realest of all real sports. Dodgeball.
Show will become a dodgeball anime for a little while. Yeah. No longer a shonen series, it's now a sports manga.
That's the best thing about this show. Like anything, it was it goes from being a card game to a dodgeball competition, and then to a fight. Like one after the other after the other.
Yeah. So, does anybody have any other thoughts on it?
None of us.
I mean, it was okay for like nothing going on really. The group they decided to group up, which was weird because I forgot that happening. I skipped over this whole part in my mind. It's like, okay, Sesagero, awesome. And then this episode happened. I was like, oh yeah, that didn't happen right away. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they team up with these people first, and then
they get destroyed.
Then shit happens, and then they.
Turns out that dodgeball really was hardcore. Yeah. Who would have guessed?
Son of a bitch.
We did need to dodge those wrenches.
Right.
Because if you could dodge a wrench, you could dodge a ball.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, in this case, you're better off dodging the wrench and the ball. That shit fucking breaks your hands.
The terrible thing is that you have to catch the ball.
Good luck.
Yeah. Especially after you've seen what kind of volleys Razor has.
Just destroying random boats. Yeah.
It's a perfectly good boat.
Yeah, see how I fucked up that boat? Yeah, those are going to be your hands next.
Catch mad because he can't swim.
Yeah.
It's like I wasn't even trying that time. That was just my work demeanor. I was just getting rid of the trash. But when I play dodgeball, I am alive.
Yeah, shit gets serious real quick. It's too bad he doesn't have a hat. And like once the shit gets serious, he like does the ash turns thing and around. Fucking turns it around.
Does ash catch him?
Yeah. It's like, all right, dodgeball time. Let's go.
I think that might be too much for the series.
Yeah, I know. That's why they gave him those shoes instead. Like Doc said last time he was on, you just need to pump him up before he starts playing.
That's just basic thugonomics, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so if we're done with that, we have an email here from Ignis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You can go ahead and read it.
All right. So Ignis wrote in to us at where you can always write into us at hxhpodcasts@gmail.com. He writes to us, "Yo, dropping the X. So this Greed Island arc is progressing nicely. I like the pace of it so far, as the manga focused so much on the bomber and the other gangs that it didn't even feel like Hunter Hunter. Bunch of nobodies died. The end. The anime has kept the focus on Gon training, but not bogged down in details. It also hasn't lingered too much on Greed Island and its rules. I like that the anime has done this as we're now approaching the bulk of the action in a timely fashion. I'm sure we've missed a few fair details, but it's also nothing I care about. As for the shocking news about the anime, I get the feeling it'll be nothing major. A hiatus wouldn't be surprising. A change in time slot for Chimera Anarch would make sense. Hopefully it's something simple like that. I get the feeling it'll be somewhat underwhelming and less shocking than the actual news would have you think. Maybe the series has won a medal, or Killua won a character poll. Could be something amazing and spooge-tastic, like a crossover or spinoff. Hopefully it's not the opening changing. Could also,
fourth verse of departure.
Yeah. They had the guy come in and specially make new lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else can we fit with You Can Smile Again? Like anything.
You can fly again.
Shine. But did they already use that one?
Yeah.
I think they use fly.
You can cry again.
You can cry again. You can cry.
It could be a festival for the show, which would be neat, even if we'd never be able to attend. I guess that'd be cool. Festival. I don't think they would announce that for the anime, but.
Would that really qualify as shocking, though?
No.
Shocking! Togashi wrote something on a piece of paper.
Son of a bitch.
We thought you should know.
It would be really fucked up if he's like, okay, guys, here's the rest of the series. Just finish it in the anime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would be fucked. It's like, that way he doesn't have to ever, like, draw anything.
He's like, wait, what? What happens now? It's like, yeah, you're just animated. How? Like, in which way? You're just, animators.
Just do what I write. Yeah. It's all there.
Yeah. It's like they actually have him come in to direct, but it's only for the episodes that are just like straight black with text on the screen.
Sure. But Takashi, there's nothing else here. It's literally just a sentence. It just says they win. It's like, I know. And then he just leaves. I'm like, but Takashi, come back! God damn it!
That's how Hunter x Hunter ends. They win.
I think most people know the Chimera Anarch is going to force something to happen with regards to the show, but it's unlikely to be anything major or that surprising, really. Anyways, keep up the good work, Ignis. So, those are his thoughts. Pretty cool stuff.
Thanks for writing, and really appreciate it. As far as the spin-off stuff for the OP changing, I'm sure that they would just announce it and not be shocking, even though I'm not sure that we agree with you keeping the same opening. Like, you don't want it to change. Some of us do.
I think, you know, I went from, like, liking the song then to hating it and to loving it. By the way, I was like, I don't want this show to change ever.
At this point, it's been force fed to you so much that you're like, okay, I'll accept it. I like it.
I was like, I will hate him if they change it. I've gotten to that point now. Like, I can't let this one leave me now.
It's like you automatically associate it with Hunter x Hunter, and it's become its theme song. So,
yeah.
Welcome to 1990.
Damn it.
The other thing that you mentioned was like the series winning a medal. I don't know if they do that anywhere. I think they win awards. I don't know if they give out medals for series. But also considering how the series has also been out for 10 years now, it's nothing like original.
Mm.
So maybe...
That doesn't mean it can't win a medal.
Who's winning a medal for this?
Maybe they're just guys that give out medals. You don't know what they do.
Just randomly give out medals. Yes.
Here's a medal.
Here's a medal.
I like
it. Like, you were the best animator in all of Japan. Here's a medal.
Where did you come up with this?
Okay, cool.
Maybe they give out medals in the UK, and that's what he's thinking.
Yeah, so there's exactly. There's a traveling medal guy.
Yeah. He just
goes door to door selling and giving medals.
Selling and giving medals.
Like, I'll let you, if you want to, I mean, you didn't really earn this one, so you can buy it for me.
He's like, how about this? I have World's Greatest Dad on here. Okay, I will take it. But know that if someone comes along that's greater than you, they have the right to just steal it.
Yes.
I'm sure Togashi totally has the World's Greatest Dad medal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm such a fantastic dad that I spend no time doing my actual work.
I feel like that's like the most depressing kind of, like, putting on his desk very clean with a World's Greatest Dad mug, like, just sitting there. I don't know. It sounds right.
I could see that. And then Killua winning a character poll. Usually character polls are, I don't know, that's not a shocking announcement, right?
They'll just be like, hey, we won an award.
Yeah.
Or like, someone just came up and gave us a medal.
Yeah.
We're not sure what happened, but we're still chained to our desk. We have to keep making Hunter x Hunter.
This foreigner just rode up to us on a bicycle, gave us a medal.
We don't even know how he got the bike inside. But okay.
Yeah. Do you understand?
And then he rode it out of the window.
Yeah.
These are very cramped buildings.
I will hang it up underneath my desk where I sleep, and I'll look at it as I...
You would swear he teleported into this building. In between our desks. We literally turned around and he was in between all of our cubicles with his bike handing out medals to us.
Yeah.
I hope it's good.
Yeah. Probably. As far as the crossover spin-off stuff that you talked about, I mean, we kind of joke about it, but I don't know. That would mean that someone's doing something creative with this series, and I don't know if Togashi would... I don't know what he would think about that. I don't know.
I don't think he would think about it.
You think if someone came up to him and be like, hey, I want to take over the series, he'd be like, fuck yeah, here you go, have fun.
Yes.
Good luck.
Yeah. here are my notes. It's like, yeah, that's just a shopping list. Those are my notes. Goodbye, sir.
But it just says they win on it. You yeah. Were you going to buy something with they win? I don't get this. Where are you going? Hey, get back here.
Stop leaving us.
This is space, dinosaurs, zodiac, and then they win.
About it. Sure. Oh, yeah. And like all the other spiders die.
Yeah. Throw them in there somewhere for an arc or two.
I'm sure that was a loose end we probably should have tied up.
Something that should have probably been portrayed on page, but whatever.
Yeah.
They're all dead.
It's yeah. like, don't worry about it. He'll come back and make a movie out of it. This is what really should have happened.
Yes.
And then Kurapika won. That's all you need to know.
Huh. Okay.
Or maybe he didn't win. Whatever happened. Maybe a meteor struck. Meteor City.
The second meteor. Struck then Meteor City won. Again. Yeah.
Caused the third impact. And
yep. Don't you love how karma works? Yeah. It's wonderful. Bad people die for being bad people.
And sometimes we'd, like the world just ends because we have no control over it. That's the moral of the story.
Yep.
Everyone just dies.
Except dang. For two teenagers.
With attitude.
Yep.
So I guess that's it for today. As
yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Yeah. Rambling.
Well, yeah, I mean, unless you guys have anything to say to his spin-off stuff.
I mean, I was making jokes earlier, but I guess, yeah, that would be cool. But I don't know how that would affect, like, the current TV show, unless the current TV show is going to be put on hiatus and then replaced with the spin-off.
Hisoka Gaiden? Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe they'll have, like, a... What is it called? Like that Rock Lee show?
A chibi? Oh, like...
So they'll have a chibi show for that slot, and then they'll move Hunter x Hunter itself to, like, a later slot, because it's about to get... Shit's getting real.
It should totally be Masterpiece Theater for scenes we thought would be awesome, but we didn't get to animate it because the budget wasn't here in time, but now we have excess budget, so this is what we're doing. And then it's just stick figures reenacting the scenes.
I do like the idea of the chibi characters again. I kind of do like the animation that they use for
the Huntcyclopedia and the
Huntcyclopedia
tutorial.
The tutorial, all that stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have that, but like a whole TV show about random adventures.
And it's just a slice of life with those characters.
Sure. They have to go to school and everything, like actual children.
Yeah. The spiders are all school faculty.
Yeah. That'd be fucked up.
Oh, God. What kind of fucking Hisoka teaching PE walking in the locker rooms and shit?
That would be horrifying.
Yeah. I mean, I would have gone with Razor immediately because, like, it's already set up that way.
Totally PE teaching.
I was going to say, Hisoka's the principal.
Is he? No, he's the guidance counselor.
Yeah, he's the guidance counselor. There we go.
Yeah.
Corolla's the principal, of course.
Yeah, I was like, I would put Corolla as the principal for sure. Either that or one of the Zoldyck. Just because they're hard asses and dicks.
That would be horrifying. One of them would be like the director.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Sure.
Your grandpa walking around. You'd be like the Mr. Feeney of the school.
Actually, it would make more sense if Nutero was the...
Yeah, he was the director of the school.
Yes. Oh, he's like the...
Corolla be the principal, though, if he was the director.
I mean, he could be the... Yeah, the chairman. Whatever. The chairman, yeah. That was because I was thinking, like, Forrest for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he did, like, Nutero owns the school. That would make sense. Since him being the chairman, and I don't know, it would be like Killua's from the rich family. Gon is just like the
orphan who no one wants.
Yeah, struggling to keep up in school. I don't know what the fuck they do in middle school. Yeah, middle school.
Yeah.
Is everything said in middle school?
Covered in dirt.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's just his character.
And then Kurapika's a transfer student that shows up halfway through the first episode.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make sense because he would be in high school.
He was demoted because he's foreign.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't believe that you were in high school because you're foreign. You're going back to middle school.
Yeah, that would make sense. And he can be a transfer student from wherever.
Yeah.
And Leoria's a janitor.
Leoria would be the.
Well, couldn't he just be like
librarian?
A training teacher?
Yeah, yeah.
No, he can be the nurse. The
school. Yeah, he could be
school nurse, doctor. Or, yeah.
School doctor, and whatever.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you actually have to go to any sort of school for that. It's like, okay, here's a lab coat.
Here's a lab coat, you know. You could be like the chemistry teacher or something. I don't know.
I don't think he should actually be teaching children, because he's, I don't think, smart enough.
Okay, so
like, this is how you jack off.
It's like, all right, here's a list of complaints from the parents.
All right.
For Mr. Paladin or whatever his name is.
PTA is Paladin very Knight. Pissed on right now.
Mr. Pally Knight.
Paladin Sensei.
Then Pakunoda could be an English teacher.
Because, of course, every English teacher has enormous breasts. Yep,
makes the most sense.
And a face white. That we only kind of see.
It's a nose. Gives it away. The Barbara Streisand nose.
Not Barbara Streisand.
Oh, God. I wonder if that was a model or something.
Machi can be the art teacher.
Yeah, sure.
Shouldn't she be like, God, what did I call it? Not home ec, but there's another word for it. But that makes more sense.
Yeah, I was going to say the, what was that gourmet hunter? I forgot her name.
Menchi.
Yeah.
She can be the home ec people.
She can be the home ec teacher.
Home ec is more than just food. There's like a food nutrition thing.
Okay, then she's a nutrition teacher. I don't know what they do.
Like, home ec is like...
They teach you how to vacuum and...
If we were going to school in like the 30s and you were female, that's what home ec is.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have guys do that shit too now. It's not just
girls. I understand that. Yeah,
about like how many girls are in the show...
Oh, in the show? Like, 10, maybe?
Yeah.
Good handful.
Shizuka would be a student, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so, would you think Biscuit would be a student, too? Or would she come in as her...
That would be funny.
Yeah.
Biscuit would be, like, the new teacher in disguise as a student.
Well, I would have said, like, her real form is her teacher form, and then she occasionally shows up as a student.
Yep.
When she's not teaching class, even though that wouldn't make sense.
Yep.
We can keep going.
We could keep going forever.
Yeah. Because unfortunately, all these fucking shows end up becoming in some sort of school setting anyway. So
I'm sure there's going to be some sort of omake when they're in school.
It happens eventually.
I don't know. So far, we haven't had a Hot Springs episode, a school episode, a vacation episode.
Beach episode. Is totally bathing in a hot spring. How is this? How does that not qualify?
Okay.
There's steam there. I don't even know because I thought that was just a lake, but whatever.
Whatever.
Because it's the wrong kind of fan service. That's why.
Right. Fortunately, the only type of fan service we have are dead people.
Yeah. That or and then those jiggling boobs you saw this past episode.
One time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. That's all you get. So
let's see. Nobunaga can be the kendo teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Be a kendo teacher.
Finks can be the history teacher.
That makes the most sense.
In order to teach history properly, I have to put on this inaccurate headgear.
We're learning about Egyptian history, but... Finks said,
"We learned about Egyptian history 4 weeks ago. For the last 4 weeks,
why are we still on the subject? Shut up. Pop quiz.
It's like pop quiz, and then he punches him in the face.
And then he just twists the kid's neck.
And he's like, he starts laughing. Get it.
He's like, you fail.
Like your neck.
Okay, on this part." In this lesson, I teach you how to walk like an Egyptian.
You will be tested on this.
Do you think he would, like, that would be his, like, intro music every single time he walks into the classroom? He'd just, like, have that playing in the background? Mm-hmm. Or that'd be his cell phone ring?
That's forced to play it every time he walks into class.
Yes!
Yeah.
Like, in Japanese shows, I guess in Japanese classrooms in general, when the teacher comes in, you're supposed to, the student rep or whatever, is supposed to tell him to stand up. And bow and all that crap. Oh, they stand up.
And then he plays freestyling.
Walk like an Egyptian. And then he dances and you're supposed to look impressed. Because if you don't... did we mention that Melody's the music teacher?
Yeah, well, that's the obvious one.
Yeah. Phaeton is the Chinese teacher.
No, he's the math teacher.
What?
Oh, that is super racist.
Yeah.
Wow. Beitan.
He teaches math. He's the math teacher.
Oh, wow.
You're right.
What does Franklin teach? Science?
Yes.
That makes the most sense. Chemistry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He'd be the chemistry teacher.
He would just have, like chemicals and stuff hidden in his fingers for mixing things.
Somehow you have a bunch of burner on and then a beaker just shoots out of his fingers.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Kurtopia would be the cafeteria lady.
Sure.
It just makes food out of nothing.
Yeah, because that
it just keeps copying food. Like,
all you need to do is make one dish and just copy endlessly.
Yeah.
Save money on budget. And then you can mix it up, and then you'd be like, one person gets to eat, the other people fake eat.
Is Sheldon a student?
I think
he would be like the computer teacher, probably.
Yeah, I was going to say he could be like computer teacher or like psychology.
What the fuck would Uvo teach?
Being dead? I don't know. No, but Pacinode is still alive, so I guess he would be a teacher.
Yeah.
Gym somehow.
I feel like, even though we have like Razor again.
Swim coach.
Yeah, but like what we had, you guys have. Yeah. Well, but there's usually a teacher for the guys and a teacher for the girls. We had four PE teachers, but he could totally teach the girls, probably.
Yes.
If there's enough of them at this school, because at this point, this school is probably an all boys school, except Shizuku is there for some reason.
Yeah. Because someone would look at
like
her.
She's like so soft spoken. She just keeps telling him, "But I'm a girl." Yeah, sure, whatever. I'm a girl.
Okay.
I don't even know how you got here.
Someone told her she was a girl once, but then she forgot. So now.
Okay, I got one. The Zodiac 12 are the student council.
Yes. Yeah. Never mind how
they're all in their 30s.
Yeah.
Chigon and his mother are both at the same school, and somehow Gon still couldn't find him.
Yeah. What are the odds?
Dad, where are you? Just running through the hallways.
Meanwhile, Jin is Scooby Doo chasing him.
Yeah. He's just running away, going from classroom to classroom.
And you look up and Jin is really on the roof.
Yeah.
The entire time.
Yeah. On top of a dragon. He's always on the roof. He's never in class, never in the student council room for meetings. He's just on the roof. Staring into the sunset. Or the sun directly.
He doesn't want to worry about it because he has Gyo or something. That way he protects his eyes. Or
yes.
Yeah.
Until this huge-ass dragon on top of a dragon comes in and takes him home.
Yeah.
Actually, no. He's just standing on the dragon on top of a dragon.
They're just on the roof all together. People passing by, wondering, why are those two dragons standing on top of each other? And who's that dude standing on top of those dragons?
No, even better, instead of them all standing on top of each other, you know, the delinquent at the school is usually on the roof drinking beer and smoking.
Mm-hmm.
He's just up there with the dragons sharing a pack of smokes and some beer. Yes.
He's just sitting Yankee style.
Sure.
With the little squat sitting.
And a teacher comes up there to yell at him about drinking and smoking while underage, and they're like, oh wait, no, you're 30, never mind.
That and you have a dragon.
Yeah.
And a son, apparently, at the school. So.
Yeah, whatever.
And everybody knows except Gon and Killua, I guess, that his father is in the school.
That there is a roof.
Yeah.
And they keep dropping him hints, but they're all terrible hints, so he can't figure it out.
Yep.
You know, look up.
If you look towards the sun, maybe you'll find him.
I can't see it because there's a giant statue on top of the school.
Yeah.
It's not a statue.
There's a perpetual shadow. Just perpetual shadows everywhere.
Yes. There's a giant dragon-shaped shadow over the school every time.
I have no idea what Bono Layoff would be, though.
He'd have to be the boxing coach, dude.
I guess. What about Wing?
Oh.
Wing is a student.
Wing is Zushi
Wing seems off. He's high school age.
Okay.
Maybe it could be a full academy or whatever with elementary straight up to high school.
Okay, yeah.
All
right. Seems so weird.
Yeah.
Zushi could be there as an 8-year-old.
So he's their classmate or something.
And they're unnecessarily friends with him.
Yep.
Just because I feel sad for him being picked on all the time. Because he wears his karate shit to school.
He only has that pair of clothes. He only has his cane.
Wing never bought him real clothes.
Yeah.
He just stayed at Wing's place. It's not awkward. Don't worry.
He's his guardian.
Yeah, he can get away with that. I mean,
I will protect my student.
Mito is technically Gon's guardian, even though we don't know what the fuck she is.
Yeah. She's vaguely related to him. Yeah.
Vaguely.
Well, she's running the bar. She's busy doing that.
Yeah.
At some point, you know, Krolo comes in as a host.
So Krolo, like, doubles as, like, principal / host.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
When they have to fill it in. At this point, it feels like I'm turning into Dick and Tomaj.
What else is left?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Did we hit all of them?
I think I've named all the spiders, at least. Frankly. Unless we want to include Omokage.
Duh.
Who is the king?
Yeah. I don't know, like,
he's from a rival school.
Yeah, okay, that works. Yeah, he's from the Chimera Gakuin. yeah, sure.
Yeah, Chimera Gakuin. Oh, God.
Because I don't know where else you could probably put the king.
Yeah, he just...
Oh, man.
Yeah, if you actually go over there to Neo Green Life, there's actually a school. The one school that's all... where there's no actual fucking...
people.
People. Just
the one school where the walls are painted in blood. Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
People come in, like, what a magnificent shade of reddish brown. Tell me, where'd you get that? Well, first of all, and they stab a person through the stomach. You do this, and we just get your intestines and rub them on the wall. Yeah. Like, we have to retouch it every couple days.
Yeah. It never really dries off because there's usually like some dragon-shaped shade over the paint, so we never get to see it. Ging is like constantly on different school buildings' roofs with the dragons, just looking. I don't know why the king didn't fight him.
No. He just feels it's part of the natural order of things.
Yeah.
He's like, whatever, you just seem like you're not trying to get involved in anything, so.
He just watches him, looks at him, they have eye contact, and then he just keeps looking at the sun.
It's like he looks like, oh, okay. and the king is just back to painting the walls with blood.
Yeah.
But they're like, okay, they glance, and then he goes back to painting.
It's like, I would fight you, but painting is more important.
Yeah, there's a spot here we haven't really gotten yet.
It's like, plus cigarette in hand and beer on the other, I gotta finish this shit first.
Yeah, sure, I have, like, disciples and shit that have to take care of it, but yeah, they could probably take care of this, but, you know, I'm a perfectionist. I like to do this work by myself.
Yep, and then after that, I gotta play chess for a while.
Super chess.
On Super China chess, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Jeez, I don't know what we've done.
Well, is there anyone else?
Well, we get all the other hunters from the Chimera Antar, but I don't really.
They go to Chimera Gakuin. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if anyone from Greed Island that's not is worth putting in anything other than Razor.
No, I mean, you could technically do the bomber, but why?
I guess he could be like the school punk.
Oh, he could just be some madman that's terrorizing the city. They tell the kids that make sure when you leave the school that you walk home in pairs, you wear your rape whistle, and, I don't know, always have an adult, something. Always go home during the day.
Yeah.
Because magically sunlight repels them.
Yeah.
It does, it's proven science.
Oh yeah, like, neon...
Neon. She'd totally be like the bitch of the school.
She seems like the rich girl. The bratty rich girl.
She'd totally be the one that's going out there getting fucking tans and shopping sprees and shit.
Shopping spree.
I don't know why. When she said that, I thought you were going to say she's the one who goes out there and gets fucked. I'm like, wait, what?
Wow.
Yeah, she could do that too, I suppose.
Just, oh god!
The whole entire soccer team just runs a train on her.
Oh, the PC what? Pissed.
We've gone too far.
Well, that's what popular girls do. It's high school, right, or middle school?
Middle school.
All of them.
All of them, yeah.
Okay.
It's an academy, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah, they can get away with that.
Yeah. So
I think we're done.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you want to go somewhere else with this.
No.
After her getting a train run on her, I don't know where else she could go.
Yeah.
This is because now you're turning Hunter Hunter Academy into like Hunter Hunter Degrassi. Degrassi X Degrassi.
Yes.
So okay.
Well, it's not Canadian.
If you're still here after this horrible mess we've done to ourselves and to you, you can go visit us at our website at hxhpodcast.wordpress.com. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/hxhpodcast. Like us on Facebook. I think we have 97 likes as of this recording. So, you know, help us out. Get us to 100. And if you want to do that, you can find it at facebook.com/hxhpodcast. And if you have any thoughts about the crazy rantings we just did, you know, maybe your own thoughts of who should go where in this magical school anime spinoff we made, tell it to us in email form at hxhpodcast@gmail.com. And there's also a number if you're cool and you like to talk on a microphone or on a or on a phone. If you want to tell us these things, where would they call, Doc?
It's 954-324-7722. Now, I just realized there's a 3-minute time limit on that, so
learn that the hard way.
Yep. Whatever, it was funny.
Yeah, so when you leave your message, just say, hey, this is for Hunter Hunter Podcast.
Do it fast, because you only have 3 minutes.
Yes.
You can get a lot done in 3 minutes, honestly.
You can freestyle rap in 3 minutes.
Yep.
Please don't do that, though.
Unless you do.
Yes.
Unless you're good at it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could try if you want
make
to.
Make it relevant to the topic.
Yes, it's what you're hearing. Listen, yeah, come on.
So we'd like to thank our executive producer for being here once again.
Thank you for stepping into the studio today. See us.
Yeah. Okay, now I have to leave.
Oh, why are you leaving us?
He's got to go do some flare things somewhere else.
I put my stamp of approval on this episode, and now you'll be fine for at least a couple more before you get canceled.
Yay.
Don't worry, you're on Friday. You'll be fine.
Why?
We'll make Friday nights our own.
That'll work.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll...
Probably.
Well, until then, I'll be listening to Craig David for a little bit longer.
His head's ridiculous.
Alright, see you guys.
See you guys next time. The climax is Hisoka.
His penis.
Oh, right, Hisoka's penis.
Let's be all